PDF book with actual pages that is well thumbed and still falls open at certain memorable places, and that readers will find it and read it and leave it lying around, if they dare, for their own children to discover.
Rachel Johnson presented the last essay in this week's series about Explaining the Explicit. The series was produced by Jill Waters and is a Waters Company production for BBC Radio 3. You can listen again to all of this week's essays via the Radio 3 homepage, and from the same time on Monday night, another chance to hear the series in which writers and journalists tell us about books that inspired them in their careers. The Book That Changed Me, the essay, all next week at the same time, 10:45.
It's one of the UK's most significant venues for new writing, founded to provide the fringe all year round.
Well, we're standing here at the back of the main theatre in the Traverse, which is a very steeply raked theatre. So we're right at the back, looking down into this deep cavern in the rock.
And an extraordinary roster of actors has included Robbie Coltrane, Tilda Swinton, Alan Cumming and Simon Callow.
We did a play at 11 o'clock in the morning, we did one at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we did one at 7:30 and we did one at 11. Baffling, actually, because really by 11:30 you had no idea which play you were, what character you were supposed to be playing.
Marking the 50th anniversary of Edinburgh's Traverse Theatre, the Radio 3 Sunday feature from 7:45.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's Friday night, it's 11 o'clock, it's time for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
a Breton guitarist whose trademark is classy understatedness. Gilles Le Bigot has been at the heart of the Breton folk scene since the 80s, and he was a founding member of two highly influential bands, Barzaz and in particular Skolvan. He's also had a long-time musical love affair with Ireland, collaborating with northern musicians especially, and also acquiring the Loudon guitar that stayed with him right since the very beginning. This is only his second solo album, an Anne Friends lineup in Empreinte 2, and that opening track to tonight's World on 3 was something of a Silk Road daydream, according to Gilles. He called it Big Off. Welcome to the show. You're listening to me, Marianne Kennedy, and tonight I'm going to be featuring some great Appalachian-style music, but through the country roots prism of California. The Old Tire Swingers are providing the music from a session recorded during their recent visit to the UK. A British export to the US, however, is Edinburgh-born harpist Maeve Gilchrist, who's currently on the staff of the legendary Berklee School of Music, the only lever harpist ever, apparently. Her music is a synthesis of her Scottish harp background and the new world of possibilities that she encountered as a student at Berklee. And the end result is something really quite beautiful. Her new album, The Ostinato Project, is a wonderfully minimalist affair, while still impressive in its scope and imagination. And sitting amidst the other unnamed original works is this very idiosyncratic interpretation of a Henry Mancini classic. Thank you.
One, two, three, four. Through lonesome woods I took my way, so dark as dark can be. The leaves were shivering on every tree, which don't think was grief to me.
Thank you.
Since it was Hungary's National Day today, we thought we'd mark it with something from a 2012 rough guide to the music of Hungary. That was Bela Serenyi's Hungarian Hurdy-Gurdy Orchestra, a 13-piece band, playing music mostly from the southeast of the country. Before that, English folk star Bella Hardy and her new band of Scots, The Midnight Watch, and that comes from her new album, Battle Plan, which, like the last one, Songs Lost and Stolen, really draws you in with some highly imaginative arrangements. And first up, harpist Maeve Gilchrist, and the International Harp Festival in her hometown of Edinburgh takes place in a couple of weeks' time from the 5th to the 10th of April with harps from Ireland, Colombia, Turkey and some Finnish cantala sneaking in for good measure. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3 if there's something you think we should be checking out musically, or if you're just in from a gig or indeed planning to go to the Harp Festival. A previous visitor to the festival, where he collaborated in spectacular fashion with Fiddler's Bids' Katrina Mackay, was the nickel harpa player Olof Johansson. Olof is, of course, a member of the Swedish power trio Vesen, who are still, for me, one of the finest instrumental groups in the world of any genre. Their music is as one in the way that only friends who've been playing together since they were teenagers can really do. And the new album, Mindset, nearly 25 years on from the band's formation, is as good as ever. This is a fiddle-led tribute to the vagabonds that roamed Sweden a century ago, according to Michal Marin. And the way this track moves and pulses together shows that mutual understanding to a T. Thank you. It just leaves me feeling so good listening to that. Vesen from their brand new album Mindset, and the track was Trebensjonka. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, and it's time for the first tracks from my session guests tonight, the Old Tire Swingers from Fresno, California, armed with guitar, banjo and bass and most luxuriant beards. They came into the studio here in Broadcasting House to play their own particular blend of bluegrass and old-time music, flavoured with some West Coast country roots. Before they began, though, I had to ask, why the Old Tire Swingers?
Well, one of my favourite things as a kid was getting an old tire and hanging it from a tree by a rope and just swinging on it. And I thought that would be a good name for a band. So that's what we are. We the Old Tire Swingers.
Well, with a T-I-R-E, we'll allow that for this evening. Let's have the first song.
1, 2, 3...
I was born in California, down by the River Kings. There was fog through the wintertime and blossoms in the spring. Did work through that summer heat with sweat on the brow, in the orchards and the vineyards while their bodies would allow. In the parking lot for something he can take. There's one man on the corner with a pocket full of grace. He'll save her if you want him to with a smile upon his face. And we like to work with our hands. Some people out there, they don't understand. It's not about what you get, but what you give. We like to work with our hands. Some people out there, they don't understand. What you give.
The Old Tire Swingers playing live in session for us here on World on 3. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy. Paul, as the lead singer, I have to say, when we found the CD to begin with to listen to, it struck us as kind of strange that there would be a Californian band playing old time and bluegrass music.
Yeah, we get that comment from lots of people around the world, in America and wherever we play. They always find it unusual that Californians would be playing this kind of music. I guess it probably started back when Vern Williams came out in the 50s, and he came from Arkansas and brought bluegrass music with him then, and kind of started up. And then the Grateful Dead were into bluegrass music, and they got it going up in San Francisco. And now you have biggest bluegrass organization in the world is up in San Francisco.
So there's a genuine scene.
Yes.
Kicking
it's
around.
It's pretty big out there.
Okay, we have Frick Dow also, the bass player from the band. Tell me a little bit more about that scene then.
Well, at least in our hometown, it's more of festival goers than anything else. There's not too many like regular shows, but we get a lot of jams going on around pretty regularly. But up in San Francisco, you've got a pretty good scene going on up there.
So how far away from that kind of heartland are you?
We're about 3 or so hours about southeast of there.
I've always been struck by American musicians and how willing they are to travel for music. Would that be the case with you guys also?
Very much so.
We pretty much have to travel. Fresno, like Frick was saying, Fresno doesn't have much of a bluegrass scene. You don't find it in the clubs. You don't really find it in the cafes or anything. There are a few bands, and they play mainly festival gigs around the state. And that's kind of what we were looking to get into. But turns out we just found that it was easier to just tour around to actually make a career out of it by doing that. So we've been on tour around the United States and the UK for the past 14 months now, I think, and with a couple months off.
And San Francisco is actually quite a rootsy place in terms of music that belongs to this side of the Atlantic Ocean. Mm. Do you find yourselves connecting with that also?
A lot of the people that go to bluegrass festivals and are like bluegrass music are also into Irish music and Celtic music and that kind of thing as well. So you find a little bit of that. But typically, if you're at a bluegrass festival or a bluegrass gig, it's going to be bluegrass type stuff. And people will limit what they play to bluegrass. And it gets so far to the point that some festivals, they will make other music off limits to be played. You know, you can't play a certain style of music because they're, you know, no jazz, no this, no that, only bluegrass, because they want to create that vibe and that culture, you know.
Okay, well, let's stay with that vibe and have another song. Tell me a little bit about More Good Than Bad.
Well, More Good Than Bad was a song I wrote after we got off tour the first time we went out. And I was just thinking about being on the road and what life on the road would be like. And so I kind of just came up with a fictional scenario in my head, and the lyrics just came out of it that way. And that's what the song's about, is being on the road. And in this particular song, having a girl back home and her getting sick of you being gone all the time. So it was kind of a fear that I had about being on the road. And now that I'm married, it's even more of a fear of mine. So it's definitely marriage has made it more of a life adjustment and made me reconsider how I want to live from now on. So, yeah.
Okay, well, we count ourselves lucky that you're out on tour.
Yes, definitely.
There's an old truck in my backyard. Haven't touched it since. I don't know when, but I started to think about it again a little while back. I should charge up the battery and get her gone. Maybe take her out of town for the weekend. It's been too long since I did something special for my girl like that. One of these days I'm gonna do you right. Gonna come home to you, baby, every night. It's not about the start and the end of the scene. I need to work on the time spent in between. Little things might get to me and make me mad, but I gotta remember there's a lot more. You can find me in small bars around the country, up on stage with a guitar monthly, singing songs about a girl who's gone and left me. Well, I've got a girl, she's waiting at home. Still, I can't fight the feeling to roam. Little Rock, Fort Worth, Abilene, and Albuquerque. One of these days I'm gonna do you right. Gonna come home to you, baby, every night. It's not about the start and the end of the scene. I need to work on the time spent in between. Little things might get to me and make me mad, but I gotta remember there's a lot more good than bad. Baby, every night. It's not about the start and the end of the scene. I need to work on the time spent in between. Little things might get to me and make me mad, but I gotta remember there's a lot more good than bad. More good than bad. Good than bad.
Paul Chesterton, Nick Kennedy, Frick Dow and Ethan Hacker, the old Tire Swingers, and they're back later on with more from that session for World on 3, where you're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy. A return to the Rough Guide to Arabic Revolution here, a collection of voices from the grassroots, from iconic performers whose songs were the backdrop to revolution, and groups whose music has represented hope for a different future for a long time, like the Palestinian Kafkef Domowak, performed here by Ramzi Abu Redwan, born in Bethlehem and raised in Alamari refugee camp, and he's playing alongside here the Palestine National Ensemble of Arabic Music. Just when you think it's going to be a bit cheesy, the sheer technical brilliance and musicianship just bursts through from superstar Galician piper, whistle player and showman Carlos Núñez in absolutely sparkling form there on the title track to his best known album Brotherhood of Stars, and joined amongst others there by Basque Triquetisha player Kepa Junquera. And the track features on a new Sony retrospective of his work, with a double album covering his many collaborations home and abroad through to classical forays and film soundtracks. So let's stay in that instrumental territory, if not the geographical. This is A Stroll in the Garden, Dainty Steps, from an album by Chinese bamboo flute player Zheng Ming, who's a master of Chinese kung fu music, the oldest form of classical Chinese opera, much neglected today, but which influenced other more familiar genres such as Peking opera. In kung fu, The flute is apparently the principal accompaniment to the singers, but we can listen here to Zheng Ming playing the music from the Ming Dynasty, bolstered by his contemporary techniques from modern bamboo playing.
Bye. Oh, wild and furious blew the blast, and the clouds were hanging round. When the Dandenong from Melbourne sailed to Newcastle port was bound, she had 83 poor souls on board. Through the storm she cleaved her way. Well, it's sad to relate, her terrible fate was just off Jarvis Bay. And I dream of you, I dream of sleep, I dream of being warm. But through the night I have to sail to brave this raging storm. While steering through the briny waves, in, which filled us with dismay. All hands on board did all they could, till at length all hope was gone, and they hoisted a signal of distress on board of the Dandenong. It was not long until sailors would those precious lives to save. And I dream of you, I dream of sleep, I dream of being warm, and pray the sea will leave me be to see another. Some in boats they tried to reach that kind and friendly bar, and numbers of their lives were saved, but the night came on pitch dark. What mortal man then could do more when the storm increased on strong, and the rest now sleep in the briny deep along with the Dandenong. And I dream of you, I dream of sleep, I dream of coming home. But a mile of water buries me beneath this raging foam. And I dream of, I dream of sleep, I dream of being warm, but through the night I have to sail to brave this raging storm.
Munke, denye munke mundima. Aka mundi, denye munke munkiye. Denye mana waranya doma, moye kela jonle dimfa.
Ne ye jonle, ne ye wolo ba nyuma la jonle, ne ye jonle, ne ye jonle.
You heard first Zhang Ming from his album of classical Chinese flute Mu Dang Ting, and that was followed by the peerless old-time fiddler and singer Bruce Molsky with the opening track from his new album, If It Ain't Here When I Get Back. It was a shipwreck song picked up from Australian travels with the band Mosaic. And lastly was Kamunke from Malian star Rokia Traore's brand new and seriously good album, Beautiful Africa, which will be out on April the 9th. She has some English gigs coming up in May in Manchester, London, Norfolk and Hay-on-Wye, and we also hope she'll be coming into the BBC studio soon to record a session for us. So watch this space or listen out at any rate. Gigs this weekend, though, include these next guys. They're playing Wealth in the Wold and the Spilsby Theatre in Lincolnshire this weekend, tonight and tomorrow. The combination of Sam Pert's accordion and beautiful South percussionist Gary Hammond might look like a rather minimalist gig on first encounter, but there's a lot more to it. Here they are with a Danish tune called Marverk and some exotic Balinese percussion from their album Picnic.
Thank you.
One of my favourite bands of the moment, The Chair from Orkney, and Brian Cromarty giving it delicate lash with the Skatehorn Cayley Band and guitarist Gavin Firth's Knees of Fire. We met them, of course, at the Celtic Connections Festival in January when they were playing live material from that new album, The Road to Hammer Junkie, and I suspect we may yet bump into them at the big island gathering that'll be taking place at this year's Shetland Folk Festival. I'll be travelling up to the festival in May for World Roots and some bonus sessions for World on 3 into the bargain. Well, they are very long days already at that latitude and time of year, so we'll definitely be seeking out as much material as the time allows us. But right now, I'm going to join you in sitting back to enjoy the second instalment of tonight's session from Californian string band The Old Tire Swingers, and they carried on with Cricket Hollow.
One, two, three. Tip that beer.
shade, but cooler ain't shallow. Another fine day at Cricket Hollow. We're going to take the left fork gun up ahead. Keep a tight hold on that cooler in tow. Picking up speed for a little while. We're floating on down a Cricket Hollow. Floating on down a Cricket Hollow. Coming up to the final bridge. We've been doing this since long ago. Dogs are barking from the river bank. We're floating on down a Cricket Hollow. Floating on down a Cricket Hollow. Fires there, we ain't cooking up tri-tip. Got beer to drink and whiskey to sip. Trees got shade, but the cooler ain't shallow. Another fine day at Cricket Hollow.
The Old Tire Swingers, Californian bluegrass, playing live for us here on World on 3. And I'm joined by Paul Chesterton, their lead singer, and also Frick Dow, their bass player. And they're just making their way over to the table just now.
Hello, hello.
Now, I'm just listening to the band and hearing that kind of characteristic two-voice thing that belongs so much to bluegrass. Mm-hmm. I was also watching how much in sync you are as instrumentalists, and not just the mandolin and the banjo, but then bringing in the bass and the guitar. How much is that a part of the overall sound?
Well, when I first started hearing acoustic string band music, I kind of thought of it as a drum set, because I used to play rock and roll back 10 years ago. And I always thought of the rhythm from the drums, and the lineup of a string band kind of has the same kind of feel. The bass kind of is like a bass drum, and the mandolin with the backbeat is, it's like a snare drum, and even the guitar is kind of like a hi-hat or the banjo. They all add in these different rhythms that a normal drum set would have. So it kind of all works together and to create the full rhythm sound.
Okay, and Frick, you are the classic backline, so yeah. So how do you regard it?
I enjoy just kind of like locking in with like the mandolin, or if sometimes we play with the fiddle and kind of locking in with him and just kind of pushing everything along and making the song kind of go. Sometimes Paul will kind of kick a song slow, and I'm like, nah, it needs to go a little bit faster. So I at least, in a string band like this, I have the power to be like, all right, I just kind of like, I can just look over to one person and just give them a look and then just start speeding up. And everyone just kind of gets it that this is the point where I want the song to be.
Yeah, we could feel that a little bit in the last song that you sang there. So
And with the drum set, you don't really get to do that. Otherwise, you just turn back to the drummer and just try to like, you can't see me talk with my hands, but just trying to get him to like pick up the song or like trying to change it to a little differently. Like,
so this is a lineup where the bass player gets to be the boss?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of all of us are like that, because every once in a while, like, someone will, like, either kind of just, like, lean over and say something to the person next to them, or, like, Paul will just kind of, like, look back at all of us and we already know, like, all right, this is what we need to do.
Thinking about, we've talked about the back line, thinking about the voices, are there particular bands and voices that inspire you in terms of your own music?
Yeah, as far as songwriting and whatnot, I get a lot of influence from the story song writers, like Townes Van Zandt and some of those old country guys, the country songs that have good stories in them. I remember, I think it's kind of a cheesy song, but the Coward of the County by Kenny Rogers in the 70s from the movie. I always liked that song. It just told a story from start to finish, and each chorus kind of just, you know, still related to the story from where it was. And I always thought that was a challenge to write that kind of song. And so a lot of our songs are, the original ones are story songs like that. And even a lot of the traditional ones that we do kind of tell a story, or I've put together verses in a way that it does tell a story based on, you know, a lot of the traditional verses.
How does the mix work in terms of traditional versus original songs?
Live, we're probably about 50-50. We could do more of one or more of the other if we wanted to, but we like a little bit of a mix of them. You know,
some of those old ones are pretty dancey, and so yeah, it's kind of fun to play those every once in a while to throw things up.
Yeah, I found with writing traditional sounding music, it's hard to make something sound new or sound different enough from a lot of the traditional stuff that's already been written. So a lot of our original songs have a bit of a more modern sound to them. We do have a few of our own tunes that sound real traditional, and you might not even realize they were an original song. But so we like to put the traditional ones in there because they've already been, they're tried and true. They're dance songs that work, and there's not much you can do to improve on that
people
old
can
folk
sing along
music
to them as well, and mm-hmm. if they know the song.
So have you been to Kentucky and North Carolina?
Yeah.
And you know,
we've been there
a few
times already.
You've gone and worshipped at the appropriate temples.
Yeah.
Yes, the Appalachian Idol there. So.
Actually, one time when we were in Tennessee, we were playing their state song, and they started singing to some other lyrics that we didn't even know were in there, so we kind of added it in later.
So you feel you've been accepted?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a lot of the same response when we're out there. They're like, oh, you Californians play our music out here? You know? And yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon. You know, there are a lot of folks back in the South and the mountains, they're surprised that anybody in California ever listens to bluegrass or old-time music, so... It's good to surprise them a little bit.
So it's a happy encounter.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just tell me a little bit about Dirt Hill, your last song.
Dirt Hill is a song I wrote. It's one of our newer songs. And it's a song about where my grandfather comes from, which is Oklahoma originally. And he left with his whole family on the Dust Bowl times in the 30s. Got so bad they couldn't farm out there anymore. And they had two trucks. They packed them all full top, and he drove one. He was 13 years old, and then his dad drove the other. And they drove him out to California, and kind of like if you've ever read Grapes of Wrath or seen a movie, kind of like that kind of thing. They hiked up tents on the ditch bank and worked in the fields all day and just trying to make a living. And he actually just did well for himself his whole life and ended up retiring as a millionaire. So I wrote the song after reading a few just letters people had written. I found this website with a bunch of letters kids had written to the president at the time, just telling him, you know, it's so bad here. What can you help me out with this? So I wrote the song about Oklahoma in that time and how people were just wanting something better, you know. So
thank you so much for bringing that slice of life.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Sweet Diana. to flirt and fling. A young girl dressed in ribbons, taking fancies to those like you. Oh, Diana, sweet Diana. Yet you wait with mourning in your hair, and now I need good reason, but I've none to spare.
You are just a leaf that I have turned, and I am like a match that slowly burns. A beggarly account of empty boxes, that is all I own in this world. Oh, Diane, sweet Diana.
A duo collaboration inspired by a younger generation's fascination for the Everly Brothers. That was Kentucky alt legend Bonnie Prince Billy and Californian experimentalist Don McCarthy, who's guested previously on Bonnie Recordings. Don's daughters have a big thing, apparently, for the brother sound, and it prompted the two singers, both fans themselves as well, to record new versions of some of the Everlys' repertoire, including that one, Empty Boxes, written by Ron Elliott, guitarist with the American rock band The Beau Brummels. It's released on the Bonnie Prince, aka Will Oldham's, home label, Domino Records. Before that, the Old Tire Swingers. Paul Chesterton, their singer, has just recently let it be known that this is the end of a particular chapter in the band's history. Not quite sure what's still to come for him or the Tire Swingers, but we'll keep an eye out. They certainly gained a lot of friends, and he a wife, during their touring over here. Well, yesterday was not just all the red nose excitement and great effort all round there, but it was also the announcement of the nominations for this year's Songlines Magazine Music Awards. There are, as ever, just four awards, but significant recognition resulting with each one, of course. Best Artist, Best Group, Cross-Cultural Collaboration and Newcomer of the Year. Well, if you want to check out all the nominations, then have a listen to the Songlines Nominees Sampler, which is released on Monday coming. It features all 16 acts, four nominees to each award, that have been selected by a public vote in that first round. Names include Bellowhead, Angélique Kidjo, Ravi Shankar and The Chieftains, but I'll play just now one of the nominees in the cross-cultural category. This is Dub Colossus, who have their nomination for their glorious Dub Me Tender Volumes 1 and 2 on Real World Records. Thank you. A waltz inspired by a month of playing and working in Berlin from Norwegian duo Anlaug Borsheim and Ranveig John. Now, you might remember Anlaug's first album, November, recorded over here with Matty Folds of the Burns Unit, but this new release is definitely an all-Norwegian affair. Before that, Dub Colossus and their cover of roots reggae band the Abyssinian Sata Masagana. And the Songlines Awards will be announced in the June edition of the magazine, which comes out the last week of April. And the nominees sampler album is out on Monday. Now, as I said on an earlier programme, I said I was going to return to the new double album release, Return of the Black President, to classic Fela Kuti tracks. That one heralds the CD re-release of the whole of his catalogue on Knitting Factory and Calicutta Sunrise. The creator of Afrobeat and the political voice of protest and social justice in Nigeria over three decades, these tracks are as powerful now as they were when they were first recorded. And I'm going to play one of the most famous of his tracks from 1975, inspired by events at his home, dubbed the Calcutta Republic. The Nigerian police had been consistently raiding the house and on one particular occasion set about framing Fela by planting a joint on the premises. Thinking on his feet, Fela promptly swallowed the joint. The police arrested him, took him away, intending to wait for nature to take its course and to be able to identify the illegal substances accordingly. But it apparently takes more than that to outwit the man. And a strategic swap with another inmate of what nature provided meant that Fela was able to walk free. And the song it inspired, one of the first tracks I ever played on radio of Fela's, it was as forthright as you might expect, considering the man, the treatment, and the stuff involved. Expensive shit. Thank you.
I got you for your Yoruba land. And I got you for your Yoruba land. Him go bend the edge, him go shit. Him go come out away from him shit. Him shit go be the last way him go like to see. Because why you?
Because you shoot this man.
Because why you?
Because you shoot this man.
Up on a monkey for your Yoruba land. Him go bend the ash, him go shit. Him go come out away from him shit. Him shit go be the last way him go like to see. Because why are you?
Because you shoot this man.
Because why are you?
Because you shoot this man.
Opening a woman for your Yoruba land. Opening a woman for your Yoruba land. She go bend the ash, she go shit. She go come out away from she shit. She shit go be the last way she go like to she. Because why are you?
Because you shoot this man.
Because why are you?
Because you shoot this man.
Akulina man for your Yoruba land. Akulina man for your Yoruba land. Him go bend the ash, him go shit. Him go come out away from him shit. Shit go be the last way him go like to see. Because why are you?
Because you shoot this man.
Because why are you?
Because you shoot this man.
Happy black power man. Me a be fella, happy black power man. I go bend my ass, I go shit. I go come out away from this shit. This shit could be the last way I go like to see. Not be so for some fools way I know. Not be so for some stupid people I know. Not be so for some fools way I know. People where go like to quench your soul. And don't use your shit to put you for jail. And don't turn my shit to expensive shit. My shit na exhibit, he must not lost you. And don't turn my shit to expensive shit. My shit na exhibit, he must not lost you.
Thank you.
Expensive Shit, Fela Kuti's classic from 1975 and the title track from his 12th album with Africa 70, which will be being re-released throughout the year as part of his complete catalogue of recordings. This is World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy, and we'll head for the southern European shores of the Mediterranean next and the culture meld that is the port of Marseille, home to Moussouti et les Gévants themselves, a blend of the Provençal hinterland that gives them their Occitan language and the global influences that sail into port there. Well, the band sailed into Glasgow and Celtic Connections last year, where they joined us live on this show, and a set of rather unfortunate circumstances led to us all learning live on air the French for I can't hear the banjo, but it did all work out in the end, and they went down a storm in the late night sessions. Their new album is a tribute to Artemis, a mother goddess, but also one representing the struggle for change and the guardian angel of Marseille itself.
Abel Reinal Carpay enseña a prendre las pulos.
Ezo bare ti dei sai kai de scontra barbara Impegaro de verai e con mai vuoi che libertà Cantava la cupo santo mai sembravo de yau Ma gradon lei debutanto can sul lesto per l'amore Chato, chato, chatunetto, lei rei lai son di lupa, cure, cure, galinetto, tengo un nuovo ventre curà. Chato, chato, chatunetto, e su rei nal vengana, cure, cure, galinetto, me figi mancava. Per il lotto in per Marsio, ma voglio tutto esplicare. Su travai e sa famio, l'usangiamento clima. La liniero tro curtetto per aguta son discur Ma gradun lei basaghetto can sul lesto per l'amor Chato, chato, chatunetto, lei rei lan son di lupa Cure, cure, gallinetto, teme un ventre curà Chato, chato, chatunetto, e stu rei nal dengana Cure, cure, gallinetto, me chi ci mancava pa Preso bar della Marino, caire scontra Marjorie Blanco cumo d'aspirino, segui venie de Paris Ma di tutta chi mi incanto, le vallasse in dumi e giù Ma gradun lei s'occupanto, che in sul lesto per l'amor Chato, chato, chatunetto, lei le dai son di lupa Cure, cure, gallinetto, temo un ventre chirà Chato, chato, chatunetto, e sgiurei dal vengana Cure, cure, gallinetto, merci ci mancherà pa
Merci ci mancherà pa
Tu sei bravo e te scarlato, non si può dire pa mancare Tinta d'ara che un patro ero assi sulle ia Le stella della bruisetto filma dente chi curò Ma gradun lei cagoletto can sul lesto per l'amore Chato, chato, chatunetto, lei che va son di lupa Cure, cure, gallinetto, temo un ventre chi va Chato, chato, chatunetto, e su lei nal vengarà Cure, cure, gallinetto, me chi ci mancava
Bando di cunas, avete fatto a tagliare un po', avete il testo di gallinetta? Jobas, ti siete, tu sei un bel Jobas, e a spada un slam, e scuma fa che vuoi trattare il frame, ma io ti voglio demandare ta testa, ti serve? Tronche d'api, e va il cagare la vigne.
Oh, the Yogg-Tsai man is the man for me. He was born and bred in Tennessee. With your Yogg-Tsai, ho, row the boat ashore with your Yogg-Tsai. Steady on the tiller with your Yogg-Tsai, ho. You are the Yogg-Tsai man. Oh, hand me down my walking cane. I'm off to see my darling Jane.
With your Yogg-Tsai, ho, row the boat ashore with your Yogg-Tsai. Steady on the tiller with your Yogg-Tsai, ho. You are the Yogg-Tsai man.
Well, I came to a shack where Sally did dwell.
I knocked on the door and I rang her bell. With your Yogg-Tsai, ho, row the boat ashore with your Yogg-Tsai. Steady on the tiller with your Yogg-Tsai, ho. You are the Yogg-Tsai man. Oh, where have you been all day long, you Yankee John, with your sea boots on? With your Yogg-Tsai, ho, row the boat ashore with your Yogg-Tsai. Steady on the tiller with your Yogg-Tsai, ho. You are the Yogg-Tsai man.
The boat ashore with your Yogg-Tsai. Steady on the tiller with your Yogg-Tsai. Oh, you are the Yogg-Tsai man.
Oh, the Yogg-Tsai man is the man for me. He was born and bred in Tennessee. With your Yogg-Tsai, oh, row the boat ashore with your Yogg-Tsai. Steady on the tiller with your Yogg-Tsai, oh, you
absolutely fantastic voices there, as ever. The Yogg-Tsai man. It takes its name from a particular kind of nautical knot, apparently, and it's one of the standout tracks on the new album from English trio Faustus, Saul Rose, Benji Kirkpatrick and Paul Sarton. Broken Down Gentlemen, the new album, is just out on Navigator Records, and they'll be touring extensively in England and sneaking over into Wales for a night through the month of April. You can check out their website for all the details, and you can also catch them at the Sage Gateshead for a week at the beginning of April, when they'll be mounting an English folk music and dance spectacular with Morris Offspringing. The show is promisingly called The Furnace, and it starts on the 28th of March, just before the beginning of the month. Finally tonight, happy 70th birthday yesterday to Sylvester Stewart, better known as Sly Stone, musician, songwriter, leader of the Family Stone, and producer of, amongst others, the Beau Brummels, whose Ron Elliott wrote The Empty Boxes on the Everly Brothers tribute we played earlier on from Bonnie Prince Billy and Don McCarthy. You've been listening to me, Marianne Kennedy, here on World on Three. I'll be doing it all over again next week when my guests will be the Croatian Turbofolkies, Zyko Pops, and more Songlines nominees to boot. Thanks to Gary Newman in the studio and to producer Felix Carey. Here's Sly. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. For this opening hour or so, as part of Radio 3's Baroque Spring, Purcell and Playford from Poland. This concert was part of the 2012 Mazovia Goes Baroque Festival in Warsaw. The ensemble Les Ambassadeurs, with tenor Anders Darlin, directed by Alexei Kosenko, in a selection of airs, sonatas and theatre music by the English Orpheus, Henry Purcell. And in the mix, traditional English folk song and dance from publisher John Playford's best-known anthology, his 1651 collection, The English Dancing Master. Les Ambassadeurs set off here with Purcell's Soft Notes and Gently Raised.